Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And you already know that because you are patron special people who help donate to the Mayan University. And now you can hear more of our discussion of the Jedi Order. So, Ashley, what is more of our discussion of the Jedi Order?
Well, Jason, the first thing that I wanted to ask you was, of all the Jedi that ever Jedi'd, who is your favorite Jedi?
For over 1,000 years, one Jedi stood above the rest, as he hated a hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, now do your Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan Kenobi impression.
I gotta remember the line. Hold on a second. I always do this line for episode one. You and the Naboo form a symbiote circle. Surely you must realize this.
I just think it's amazing that you can do both actors.
They're quite different.
Right?
They're quite different. Yeah.
Like, Ewan McGregor's doing a pretty good Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's Scottish, so he's obviously putting on an accent. But I think it's really cool that not only is he your favorite character, but you do a pretty mean impersonation of both.
It's because I love him.
Sorry, guys.
It's because I love them both. I love them both. Who's your favorite Jedi?
Ahsoka Tano.
Okay.
Obviously.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you have one before Clone Wars? Who would you have said before Clone Wars?
Right, because I only saw Clone Wars...
Last year, right?
Last year.
Yep.
For the first time. Probably Luke. I really like Luke.
Okay, well, we're going to go through... What is it about Luke? Why Luke? Just because he's the hero?
I think so. I think I like Luke for the same kind of reasons that I like Bart Allen. Because he's kind of the screw up Jedi.
Okay.
Not in the fact that like he's a bad Jedi, but everything about his training shouldn't work.
No, it totally shouldn't.
His personality shouldn't work.
He's kind of a dick.
But he manages to like work through all that, and then he saves the world. You know. But he loses a lot.
Technically, Darth Vader saves the galaxy.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah.
But he really like loses a lot along the way.
Yep.
So I kind of like that tragic hero thing about him.
Okay.
And I think Mark Hamill's adorable.
What about Ahsoka?
Ahsoka, I guess, is kind of the same reason, because Ahsoka is a very emotional Jedi. She's a very emotional.
It's not the norm.
A very emotional Padawan. Which is the reason that I don't think I'd make a very good Jedi. But that's something that I can like really empathize with. But she will give it her all. She works so hard to be good at what she does. And I kind of think that like Anakin's a really crummy teacher.
He's terrible. But Anakin in the Clone Wars series is so much better than the Anakin in the movies.
He's so much more palatable. And that voice actor I'm sorry, I don't have your name out right now. Really does a lot with Anakin that we just didn't get in the movie.
We didn't get with
movie.
Hayden Christensen, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to call him Christian, and I was like, that's not his name. That Hayden Christensen didn't give us. But I think that if Ahsoka had had Obi-Wan as her master,
okay,
I think she could have been one of the most powerful Jedi.
Interesting.
That ever Jedi'd.
But
she has Anakin, she kind of gets the shaft.
You know, because it's interesting, because for being the Padawan of Obi-Wan's Padawan, Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, I don't think there's an episode where the two of them are together. Like,
there's
just
not,
by themselves.
No, they'll share scenes occasionally, and you can tell that Ahsoka has a lot of respect and reverence for Obi-Wan as her master's master.
I also find in Clone Wars, too, they tend to do the thing that, like, Anakin or Ahsoka would get in trouble, and Obi-Wan would always be the deus ex machina that would save them.
They would.
But they also did
kids show.
They also did a cool thing where in that show that I thought they never quite got. We sort of got a hint of it in the beginning of episode 3 that when Obi-Wan and Anakin were together and at full power, they were unstoppable.
Yes.
Like, you know, like that.
But
you got,
Anakin needs... Anakin needs Obi-Wan to balance his dark side.
He also, well, he needs Obi-Wan to balance his, what do you call when you're not patient?
Impatience.
Yeah, his impatience. Because, he just wants to jump off the cliff and Obi-Wan's always like, no.
He's reckless, yeah.
Sit here and think about it.
Yes, and I think that he is not able to do that because he has so much turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ahsoka kind of gets shafted because she needs, like Ahsoka needs a really strong leader.
Yeah.
And I think that in Rebels, you're seeing now that she's grown up to be a strong leader herself, but she needs to be tempered in the same way that I think Anakin needs to be tempered.
They're the same person, almost.
They're close, yeah. I don't think Ahsoka has as much dark in her. So I think that if she had had Anakin, who Obi-Wan, who it, for all his faults, is very, he's very balanced, he's very measured, he is very much your traditional Jedi, I think she could have really achieved greatness. And I mean, her training was obviously
Obi-Wan
cut short.
To me is the chess Jedi.
Yes.
Like, he sits back and he thinks about it, and then he does the move,
mm-hmm.
and the move wins.
And Yoda, I would say, is a similar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Yoda is totally, but to me, Yoda is like meditation supreme Jedi. Like, he's like the Jedi that's so zen that he can win at everything.
Yeah, he's your bonsai tree Jedi.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan's like, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to drink my coffee, I'm going to think about this, and then the move that I come up with is going to kill you.
And I would say that Ahsoka's brand of Jedi is more your action adventure Jedi. Yeah. And Luke is kind of the same way.
Yes.
Because they are...
Well, especially since Luke is the personification of the Joseph Campbell myth of the hero, you know?
Yeah, your hero's journey. Yeah, of course. But I think it's very interesting that, you know, when you ask people, like, who's your favorite Jedi, it's not as, like, telling about your personalities when you're like, who's your favorite Game of Thrones character?
Well, because there's not as many.
Right. But I think it's telling because everyone always says, like, there's, like, five Jedi who people will tend to say.
Okay.
And they're all the ones with the non-traditional training.
Okay, interesting.
Yoda has non-traditional training. Obi-Wan has non-traditional training. Anakin, Ahsoka, Luke.
All the main characters have non-traditional training.
Right, because to a certain point... Because
you have to do something to make them stand out, make them feel special.
Of course. You're going to marry Sue, your leading character, because they have to be the most special or else they wouldn't be your main character. Like, you're not going to have, like, even Mace Windu is kind of the same thing, but you're not going to have, like, I don't know, who's a super boring, unspecial Jedi?
Plo Koon?
Sure. He's not going to lead your movie.
Nope. It's also because he has an alien face.
Also that.
That's probably a big part of it, I would say.
But, I also think it was interesting that even the further back you go, like, you look at someone like Lord Hoth, who saved the entire Jedi. You look at Mitra Surik, who saved the entire Jedi. All of your best Jedis are your non-traditional Jedis. And I don't know if that's the way, because the Star Wars universe, the legacy stuff especially, is sort of cobbled together from many different creators. Nobody thought to have, like, Yoda's the closest you get, and even Yoda has a non-traditional training trajectory. Uh-huh. Nobody has, like, a super zen, super Jedi, who is one of the more important ones, and one of the ones that people think about when they think about who their favorite character is.
So yep.
I think, you know, we have, like, all these strict rules, but here we have all these, like, not strict versions of this character. I just think that's kind of fascinating. Whereas
fascinating.
The Sith is very much designed to be like, well, here are all your unique weirdos.
Here's our weird bad guy.
Yeah, like, here's, oh my God, what's Asajj Ventress?
Yep.
And Darth Maul, like, all these really weird looking dudes.
Well, especially if you go back to, like, the Knights of the Republic people and stuff like that. Like, I think Darth Revan is the Knights of the Old Republic guy. Like, and he's got this weird mask. And then there's also, like, Darth Bane. Like, I've seen, like, Darth Bane, like looks...
Darth Bane has a great look.
He looks very scary from, like, some of this. You're just like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah, or even, like, the Inquisitor in Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, or the Inquisitors, as they're, you know, which,
yes.
Which, again, we haven't seen The Force Awakens at the time of this recording, but, like, my guess right now is that I bet the Inquisitors have something to do with the Knights of Ren.
Oh, probably.
In Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You know, so and I,
like, Kylo.
Well, I also too wonder. I'm putting out the stranger. I wonder in the new movie if Kylo will change his name to Darth. If he will, at the end of the movie, he'll be like, "I am now Darth Ren,"
or Darth Kylo, or whatever.
Yeah, I would go Darth Ren.
I think that is definitely something that's going to happen.
Mm.
I hope it happens at the end or in the second movie, episode 8.
Oh, I bet it happens in this one.
Just because you've seen, like, the reveal of him talking to the helmet and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah.
But so I'm interested to see, too, because I'm, like, 99% sure that Daisy Ridley's a Jedi.
Yes.
To see her and Finn.
Argue over the lightsaber?
No. But
give me
see,
that. It's mine. Ah!
Based on the trailer, like, I think that... I can't remember. Rey. That's her friggin' name. It's Rey.
Yeah, it's Rey and Finn.
I'm interested. I'm predicting, based on the trailer and their personalities, that Rey is going to be your more traditional Jedi.
Yeah.
And Finn is going to be, like, your rogue Jedi. And obviously Poe Dameron.
Do you think Finn will be a Jedi?
He's got a lightsaber.
Doesn't mean... But see, they've shown, like, in the trailers, the new stormtroopers have, like, some sort of, like, lightsaber weapon. So that's the reason... To me, that's the reason why he uses the lightsaber, because he knows how to use it.
So you don't think he's like, you think he's like a Han Solo type?
He's our Han Solo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I think the reason I think he's going to be a Jedi is because he's going to be best friends with Poe Dameron. And I'm like 99% sure that Poe Dameron is going to go to the dark side.
Poe Dameron, I think, is Orlando.
And I think that they're going to break apart and they're going to be the representative of the light and the dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be Kylo Ren and Rey.
Interesting.
Who are going to be family members in some type. Whether they're, they're cousins or brother and sister.
But I think they're going to be your traditional, like, they've been trained for a long time.
So they're going to mirror it. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that Finn and I can't just call him Poe, but like Finn and Poe Dameron are going to be your, like, rogue. I didn't get trained till I was 18 or 25 or however old we are.
I'd be fine with that because...
Like, as mirror plot lines.
I'd be fine with that because, hey, why not have two Jedis lead your movie?
Yeah.
Because two Jedis are the most popular thing, so why not start your second movie with, like, two Jedis with two lightsabers?
Two Jedis, then introduce Leia, who's Force-sensitive, and then introduce Luke, who's the ultimate Jedi Master. Like, he's the Yoda of this universe.
Well, especially if the second movie is going to be like especially if the rumors are true and they don't meet Luke till the final scene.
Yeah.
And then like, so the second movie is a lot of like, Luke, let me show you how to actually use that thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I've been for years.
Excuse me. Yeah. I think that would be very interesting, but I'm also interested to see, how much and who they name drop from either the legacy or the original movies or the extended universe as we know it, because the extended universe right now encompasses the comic books, Rebels,
the Marvel comic books,
Star Wars Rebels TV show, and Star Wars The Clone Wars the TV show.
Which is interesting because Clone Wars was made before this deal, and it's the only like pre thing from the expanded universe that Disney accepted.
Yeah. But I think it's because Rebels already had these plans to fold in characters from it.
I also think, too, that, like, Clone Wars was so popular that they would have been stupid to disclude it.
Sure, but they discluded all those really popular video games.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if really popular, but Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic was really popular, and they discounted things like the Thawne Legacy, which is super popular.
But they had to do that because that book...
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
The Thrawn. Is
Thrawn,
what,
sorry.
Thrawn, not Thawne. The Thrawn trilogy...
Oh, no, Thawne is Eddie Thawne.
Yep. The Thrawn trilogy is good. I liked it, but I even remember reading that back in high school and being like, this would have never been the sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they kind of wrote it as like the sequel trilogy, and I was like, this would have never been the sequel trilogy in a million years.
Yeah.
You know, so... While I give it, and I think it's impressive, like, yeah, they would have never made a sequel trilogy about, like, Luke fighting a weird Jedi clone from the Clone Wars. Joris Kabuth, as I remember his name. and I like Mara Jade. I think she's one of the best characters of the expanded universe ever. I hate that she had Luke's lightsaber from Cloud City, which is what...
Well, get ready!
which is what Finn has, and that's where my biggest nitpick is going to be like, okay, how do you explain where you got this lightsaber, buddy?
BB-8 was just down there with his mouth open, waiting to catch it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yoda, you mean Yoda.
I can't wait till we do a Yoda episode.
Yoda, you can ask Yoda questions right now.
Okay, Yoda. Mm. What's your favorite food?
Porcupines.
Yoda, how many hours do you have to sleep in a 24-hour period?
I sleep 17 hours of the day. Mm.
Yoda, what do you think of cats?
They're mean and delicious, they are.
Yoda, have you ever kissed anyone?
My own counsel I have kissed.
Did you kiss Obi-Wan?
Beard is furry to the touch.
Yoda.
Where is this going?
Where did your stick come from?
From my egg it came. I was hatched.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to sneeze. Oh, excuse me.
Yoda, how do you trap porcupines?
Carefully.
Yoda, what is the Force?
Luminous is the Force, not this crude matter. It binds us, connects us, lets us flow. X-Wings. Yes. I'm trying to do my Yoda impression with a cold, and it's not working. I'm
Yoda,
sorry.
What do you think of Luke Skywalker? because I know that he gives you some grief, but I promise he's a very nice boy.
Pain in the ass he is. Also, gay, he probably is too.
You think?
Certain, M. Yoda.
Yoda, I'm pretty sure he's got a kid in The Force Awakens.
That does not engender sexuality.
That's well played, Yoda. Well played.
Yoda, smart.
My Yoda sounds like Grover right now.
Well,
and I swear to
given
God,
the voice artist,
and I swear to God to our listeners, I actually, funny, like 4 or 5 years back, majorspoilers.com, where our podcast is hosted sometimes, I won their Sound Like Yoda contest. I won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't told Steven Schleicher that. I need to tell him that. It's kind of funny.
I think
how does it sound now with my cold? It sounds too much like Grover for me.
No, it's a little more throaty. Because I know that your nose is.
I like to do Empire Strikes Back Yoda. I don't like to do prequel because yes. Prequel Yoda, like Frank Oz, added a lot of like, oh, fear leads to hate. He goes up here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't. That sounds like way too much like Grover. Whereas like my favorite Yoda is the one. And my favorite scene in the entire Star Wars trilogy is Yoda in the hut with Luke talking to Ben. He's like, and he's down in his throat because he's old. Because he's like,
He is too old to begin the training.
Like, but he's down there.
I agree that I like the way he sounds in the original trilogy better, but I appreciate that Frank Oz was like, well, we're like 30 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So he did put the voice up higher, I think, is an interesting choice. Yes. About like Yoda aging.
It is. And I appreciate that thought. But when you think about it, like that he's like 1,000 years old, like his voice.
He's already an old man.
He's already his voice. He still would have been down here.
Yes, I agree.
It wouldn't have changed in 30 years.
Oh, my favorite Yoda scene is like when he first meets Luke outside. And he's just
crazy.
Totally
mine,
messing with
mine.
Him.
Mm.
And that he's like totally.
Keep it, or I would help you not.
He's totally like. Beating up R2-D2.
Yes, and with the cane. Yeah,
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 that's like, that is my single favorite Yoda moment. It's when he's just like beating the crap out of
my probably my favorite line in that scene is like when he takes the bite of the bar. He's like, oh, how you get so big eating food like this? Yeah.
Doesn't he throw it away after that?
Yes, he throws it. And Luke's like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. I also think that over his time with Yoda, that's the most Luke changes.
That's true, especially in the end where he's all like tucking him in and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it always
sad makes, Yoda puppet.
It makes me really sad when Yoda goes beyond this mortal coil.
Looks so good, you will not when 900 years you reach.
Yeah, it always makes me tear up.
There is another.
That's his last line.
That Yoda puppet is so good, though. Like
it is
when it like hops up and like the feet and everything.
I will say the first time I ever noticed that puppetry, like, is when we just watched the original trilogy on Blu-ray right mm-hmm. now. That's the first time I ever noticed that puppet being like, oh, there it is. But still, I prefer it over the other stuff. Yeah,
I think you have to be looking for it. Like yep. If you're looking for the puppetry, of course it's like if you're looking yep. for the CG, of course you'll find it.
Uh-huh.
But it really is. It's so masterfully done.
Yep. That's it.
Unlike the trajectory of the subject matter.
Cool. I think this podcast is very weird. It's all over the place. Next week, we're going to be doing a drama class reading. There will not be a Geek History Lesson Extra because that episode takes a lot of work. Thank you guys for listening. Ashley, please close us out. This Geek History Lesson Extra. Close.
I can't. I
close it out.
I can't remember what you always say.
Just say goodbye.
Oh, you say me singing.
Say us who's, you know, like, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm Ashley Victoria
we've
Robinson.
We've only done like 94 episodes of these. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but we've only done like 5 of these.
No, we've done, we're at like 12 or 13 by now.
Oh, we've only done like 12 or 13 of these.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how to count. Thank you so much for listening to Geek History Lesson Extra and for donating on the Patreon. That helps us keep our Mind University Zoom Jedi Temple alive.
Hmm.
You can find Jason on
Twitter. No, we don't need to find it. It's sport. No, it's fine.
I don't know.
This is the weirdest Geek History Lesson Extra of all time. I think we say that every time now, though.
I took some ibuprofen before we started.
I'm Jason Edmund.
So I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing you and thank you.
Bye.